A coalition of BC school parents are charting BC school district cuts across the province. Four districts in northern BC face major shortfalls, including Prince George, where the district needs to cut $3.3 million from the budget. Prince Rupert and Quesnel, where boards are facing over million-dollar chops. Jennifer Stewart is a founder of Families Against Cuts to Education BC, and we've reached her by phone this morning. Hello.
Hello.
Why did you start this group?
Well, we started this group after the teachers' strike in 2014. A few of us had started various actions to keep the pressure on the government to increase education funding to an adequate level over and above just the expense that goes to the teachers, which is what the teacher strike was about. We had realized that when the teacher strike was over, there were still massive problems in the schools with things to do with maintenance and supplies, budgets related to underfunding, and we were seeing cuts still, despite the province saying that the issue was solved because, you know, they had negotiated with the teachers. So a group of us joined forces and became Families Against Cuts to Education, and we really mobilized around the 2015 budget because there were recommendations from the Finance Committee there to increase education funding to an adequate level to meet costs, and the government ignored those recommendations, as it has again this year in the 2016 budget. But that was sort of our motivation to get together and really try to work to improve education funding in the province.
Well, let's focus in here on this year's budget. What concerns you most?
Well, what concerns me most about this year's budget is that they once again heard from the Finance Committee that school districts across the province are struggling because costs have increased more than funding has increased. So there is a shortfall, and the government ignored the recommendation to increase to adequate funding for education. And so once again, we are seeing board after board coming out with their budgets for the coming year. So they have to submit a 2016-17 school year budget by June. So some boards are well along in that process. As you may have heard, Vancouver board has already voted on the proposed budget and voted against it because there were $24 million mm-hmm. worth of cuts. That's the largest shortfall that we know of, but many other boards across the province are facing shortfalls. We have on our website, facebc.wordpress.com. As you mentioned, we're keeping a running list of boards and their shortfalls. And so far, we have 27 districts across the province with a combined shortfall of over $77 million.
And 27 is out of how many school districts in BC?
There's 60 school districts in BC.
Okay. We did speak recently to Education Minister Mike Bernier about school budgets. I'd like to play for you what he told us.
So there is about $110 million extra going into the education budget. We're at just over $5 billion across the province, wanting to ensure that we have to keep up with making sure we're, like with the union contracts, of course, going to the teachers, that we have to settle with them, making sure the proper funding's there. And we have per-student funding around the province. So in the budget, we also have almost, on average, around a 20% increase in per-student funding for all of the rural districts to try to help some of those challenges.
Okay, so he's talking about a 20% increase, at least for students in rural areas. How do you respond to some of his other numbers?
There's not 20% increase this year over last year. I think he's conflating a few things. I'm not sure where the 20% is, what he's comparing to, so I can't really comment on that. The $110 million is interesting. So he says there's $110 extra million dollars. First of all, you have to take $48 million of that right out, because that $48 million of that $110 million is going to the independent schools.
So that's almost half of that amount.
That's almost half. So the $110 million that he's talking about is how much the education budget has increased since last year. $48 million of the increase is going to private schools. The remainder for public schools is less, is about 1% of the public school budget, which is an increase that is lower than inflation. Inflation is 1.9%. So if you want to just maintain what you had last year, you have to increase it by at least 1.9%. And they have failed to do that. So this is interesting because you have to look at the numbers in context. The ministry likes to throw out numbers and say, oh, look how big these numbers are. But unless you know what they actually mean, you can't actually evaluate whether they are effective in meeting costs, and they are not.
So how would you do things differently?
Well, first of all, I would, if I was the government, I would listen to the Ministry of Finance, Finance Committee, which has gone all around the province. Every year it goes around and it makes these recommendations and it listens to the citizens and the boards who are saying, we cannot meet the increased costs that you have imposed on us because you are not increasing the funding as much. So if I was government, I would increase funding every time I increase costs. These costs are mainly coming from the government. You were talking about things like MSP premium increases. Every time they raise MSP rates, that it puts a huge load on the districts because these are big employers and they have to pay these rates for all of the employees that they have. So the government knows that it's increasing things like that, things like hydro, things like ICBC rates, yet it's not raising funding a matching amount. So those are cuts every time they do that. So if I was government, I would listen to my finance committee. Also, I would listen to my finance committee's recommendation for a review of the funding formula, because the per pupil funding formula is not working. We are actually punishing kids who are in school districts where their peers, for whatever reason, have left the public system, whether that means that that the population within the community has changed so that families have left the district, or whether families have chosen to send their kids to private schools. Either way, we are essentially punishing those kids who remain in the public schools simply because there are fewer pupils in that district. And I think that we need to recognize that there are fixed costs that go with education and that the per pupil model does not work.
We'll have to leave it there. Jennifer Stewart, thanks for your thoughts this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Jennifer Stewart is a co-founder of Families Against Cuts to Education BC. We reached her by phone this morning. We turn it to you. What do you think about cuts to the education budget across the board? You can let us know, daybreaknorth at cbc.ca. Call us up on the listener line, 1-866-340-1932.